Okay, crew. It has been a minute. So this particular episode is really more of a pep talk for Brunson. Here's kind of some thoughts that I have that I've been kind of mulling over. If you've listened to a lot of my episodes, you've probably heard the one where I talk about the downward spiral, which I consider pretty much the most dangerous place that I can be in emotionally, and probably a lot of people, I would guess. The downward spiral is where negative behavior creates negative energy, which then creates more negative behavior, and so on and so forth, right? And eventually, I have these cute little names that I've nicknamed all of my different states, right? And I have one that I call the black hole. I've realized that's particularly relevant for if you've ever taken the Enneagram test. I've realized that it's particularly relevant for a three, which I believe I'm a three. So, when you get into a bad downward spiral, your energy kind of tends to self-implode. I think everyone's has different levels or different ways in which this is kind of manifests itself. Some people they get around a lot of toxic friends. For me, I kind of shut in. I just kind of don't want to be around people. That's like when I really hit my black hole state, is when I just don't want anyone around me. And whenever I'm in a really healthy place, I become highly collaborative. So here's some thoughts that I've had about how this is happening and how I can prevent downward spiral. So I think what happens is if you're in a really good place emotionally, and I've talked about this quite a bit, but you do the right thing. The right thing gives you energy. You get the energy and you want to do more right things. And it's this upward spiral. And it's this exponential energy that starts to occur. So often I think the big lie that I've told myself, I'm starting to realize, is the lie of burnout. That burnout occurs when I'm just doing too many good things and I'm not, I'm pushing myself too hard. I'm starting to think that's actually a lie. I think burnout is probably not real. I think burnout actually comes from the exact opposite. So, here's a scenario. I'm in a really good place. I'm waking up early. I go and I just hit hard at the gym. And then I come back and I meditate. And then I'm reading books and scriptures and praying and studying and getting a lot of good things done with work and different passions and hobbies. And then I'm just having super high quality time with my friends. And at the end of the day, I'm just so tired. And I do that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally, I think to myself, man, I can't sustain this pace anymore. I probably need to gear it back. Otherwise, I'm going to burn out, right? This is the lie. I need to slow down. Otherwise, I'm going to burn out and then I'll crash. Then I'll get into this black hole state. I think it's actually the exact opposite. Whenever I start to feel tired and I'm like, man, I don't know if I can keep sustaining this pace, I think that's actually the perfect time to add more. And here's why I believe that. If you start to pull back on those behaviors, I think we don't realize what an energy loss occurs from that. Let's just say, for example, as a very obvious on the nose example, if I think to myself, man, I'm gonna burn out, I think I better not do my workout tomorrow morning because I just don't want to burn out, and I'm giving so much of that workout every day, it's gonna burn me out, so I skip the workout. Well, then what happens? I don't get the energy from that workout that I normally would have. Well, what does that do? It makes a meditation go sour. And my meditation goes south. Well, then then we have this compounding effect. It's a chain reaction. And so I think it's a big lie that I've told myself, and I've done it for a very long time. Whenever I start to feel too tired, I'm like, man, I'm so tired. I feel like I'm starting to burn out. I often try to dial back and go, okay, I just need to slow down. I need to stop working so hard. But working gives me energy, right? So this is the big lie. And this actually happened just recently. I caught myself, I think I caught myself. I started to be like, oh man. Well, I was on a vacation. I was like, oh, well, I'm on vacation. I don't need to be this absolute crazy person on vacation. So I said, I'm just gonna dial back a little bit. I skipped my workout, right? And I thought to myself, oh, I'll do a light one later today. Didn't happen, right? And then of course I didn't do my workout, which means I didn't do my meditation because those two are always super closely linked. And the next thing I know, I'm like, oh man, I'm eating sugar, which is something I'm like, it's a goal of mine not to eat any sugar this summer. At least by no sugar, I mean no desserts and stuff. So, anyways, it started to create a chain reaction, and I saw it, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I need to start stacking on as much weight as I can, and just hope I can survive it to reverse this cycle." And so I did. I just started all right, boom, I'm gonna start doing more stuff, and I started increasing my stride, And I think that I caught it, and I'm actually starting to feel the energy now. I went and did a really hard workout this morning. I'll do a meditation session right after this. And we'll see. This is why I'm kind of recording this. It's to give me like the extra bolstering that I need. Like, come on, gotta get myself hyped up so I can kind of keep pushing through this wall. Something else that has been really helpful for me as a tool. And I hesitate to talk about tools too much because I really do think they can be quite dangerous. I think a lot of tools, people get obsessed with them, including myself, and we tend to rely on them. We think of them as a silver bullet. They're going to solve all our problems. They just don't. However, there's a few of them that have had a lot of relevance for me. But you have to understand that, it always has to come back to a principle. That's my big rule. Whenever someone says, "Oh, I've got this really cool method that'll help with this," I'm like, "Okay, where does it tie back? To what major principles does it tie back to?" If you can't identify that clearly, I'm very skeptical of it typically. So, this is my tool is breaking through walls. I've talked about this as well before. I deliberately track every single time that I'm about to capitulate to pressure. It's very, very easy with my job where I'm often knocking doors. It's very easy at the gym. It's very easy with a meditation. Anytime that I want to step back and go, you know what? I'll do that tomorrow. Or, you know what? I've worked hard enough today. I'm going to call it a day. Any even emotional surrender of any kind. For example, like, I'm gonna do 8 reps, not 10, which sounds really dumb. But if I catch myself and I go, no, I'm gonna do 10, I go and I mark it on my phone, I mark that I broke through a wall, and then I go do the 10. It's cool because I get a bit of a rush now from it. I'm like, and I track my walls, and I feel I'm trying to train my brain to be more proud of the number of walls that I break through than any other metric that I track. So it's not how much money I made, it's not how many reps I did, it's not how much weight I'm even squatting, right, or whatever. It's how many walls that I break through because that's evergreen, right? I don't want to hit satisfaction and go, oh, I made it to the summit. I want to say like, no, I broke through 7 walls today because that will always adapt as my abilities increase and as my tolerance for pain increases. So I'm really excited actually to run another ultra marathon and with this principle in mind. And say, how many walls can I break through in a 100-miler? You know what I mean? Like, how many times am I going to want to give up and say, you know what? Let's call it a race. I've had a good run. Put miles in. Everything hurts. And then go, you know what? I'm going to run like one more half mile, and I break through a wall. And I go, you know what? I'm going to do that again. And it'd be amazing if I could get through like 50 walls. I'd feel really proud of myself over a 24-hour period, right? So, this is what I hope is maybe helpful. I would say. Track your walls. This is me talking to myself as well, but track your walls and make that the goal. Whenever you catch yourself like starting to slip into a bad spot, I think that's part of the self-awareness is to go is to just be really deliberate of knowing when you're about to hit a dangerous place. I right now have some just great leadership that I'm working with, and one of my buddies, and I don't know if he listens to this, but Jacob has been my running partner, as we call it. He's the one we both every night keep each other accountable to our goals. I have a spreadsheet. I go in and mark everything that I did that day. He marks everything he did, and we both watch our stats. And he asked me a really good question. He said, "Hey, when should I be concerned? What telltale signs are going to show me that you're about to hit this downward spiral?" Because I told him all about this. Yeah, this is the most dangerous thing. If I hit downward spiral, this is like where I really need help. And he said, "Okay, what's going to happen?" I said, "Okay, you're going to see my goals start to tank off. The first thing you'll see always go is the workout. That's always the first thing that you'll see disappear before I start to slide." So now it's funny. Yeah, he's keenly aware of it. He watches closely. If ever I don't fill in my goals, he goes, "Hey, what's going on?" And I did the same thing for him. And especially, I think he's watching out for my workouts, going, "Okay, is he working out every day? Did he miss today? Is there a good reason that he missed? If there's not a good reason that I missed a workout, like I wasn't violently ill." Then, both of us should be very concerned. That's like a very, very bad sign. So, one more little piece is something that I hope all of my friends will consider. I wish I really wish, I don't know who is listening to this right now, but I really wish I could sit down with you and ask you this question. So maybe DM me or something because I'm really curious. What is the most unavoidable activity you do during the day? I use that word very specifically, unavoidable. Because I don't mean the most important thing that you do during the day. I think a lot of people would say, especially my LDS friends would say, it's scripture study. If I'm reading my scriptures, then that's the most important thing that I do during a day. The reason I use the word unavoidable is I mean the hinge point for everything else. For me, I think for fear of stating the obvious, it's the workout. If I get my workout in, there's a cascading effect for the rest of my day. I'm not a big workout guy. I'm not a gym rat. I do it purely for psychological reasons, a little bit of physical reasons, but mostly for psychological reasons. If I can suffer in the morning, I go to my CrossFit, and that gets me in the right headspace to set the rest of my day onto a good track. Now, that doesn't mean that my workout is all I have to do to have a successful day. In fact, it's not even close. It's just that it's the hinge point activity. And I think that's a really important thing. So I've asked all my buddies this. I had one friend, and he thought about it for a long time. His first answer was, "Oh, it's definitely reading a good book." And then he came back to me later. He's like, "No, it's not, because I can skip reading a good book and still have a really good day, but I cannot skip getting to bed on time." I was like, "Oh, that's interesting." So yeah, he's like, "If I get to bed at 9:30, I always wake up at 6:30. If I wake up at 6:30, I always go to the gym. If I go to the gym, I always get my meditation in, and then if I get meditation in, or whatever it was." Then I always read my book, and I'm in a really good spot when I read it, and it sets my day into a great place, and it keeps me on track for my goals. I had another friend say it was their morning routine. Said, "Yep, there's like these three things that I do. I think it was like a cold shower and this and that." And they're like, "Yeah, if I get that right, my whole day is set correctly, and everything else falls into place." So, anyways, it's not the most important thing during the day, but what is the most unavoidable, or what is the hinge point of your day? I think if you can identify that, you recognize the thing that you need to have an accountability partner for. The thing that you say, under no circumstance will I ever let this slide. The thing that you say, if everything else goes to hell that day, this one thing will not. That I think is incredibly important to dial in and to be very aware of. And for me, this is something that, again, I recognize that I convinced myself I was on vacation. I don't need to work out, or I'll do a light workout later. It instantly set me into a downward spiral. Not a terrible one, but a downward spiral, right? And I'm really grateful that I had the accountability system in place, because I know my buddies are I got friends watching my goals, and I don't lie on my I don't you know that's one thing I'm pretty firm on. You never lie on your accountability sheet. You're honest about it. You say it as it is. And then your friends can step in, hopefully, and say, "Hey, you missed the most important thing of the day, or the most unavoidable thing of the day. What's going on?" And I think that's really powerful, and that keeps you on a good track. So yeah, those are some thoughts there. As a quick recap, good energy comes from good activities. Good activities come from good energy, but you have to start somewhere. And I think that if you find yourself in a funk, as I often do, I find a couple things are really helpful. Number one, call someone that you love and tell them that you're in a funk. I think honesty opens the gates for revelation and inspiration. And I think honesty also binds us to our communities. Nobody wants to talk to someone whose life is so perfect and they never make any mistakes. If you can go to a friend and say, "Hey, I'm really struggling, and here's what I know I need to do to fix it. Can you hold me accountable for the next 2 days that I'll do my unavoidable activity?" And another thing that's really helpful, I think, if you're in a funk, is identify the walls. And it can be something really small. And it doesn't have to be all day. I think that's the other thing that we have misconstrued, is you don't have to break through every single wall. Just say, "I'm going to break through one today." And if it's as dumb as not snoozing your alarm, then mark it and be proud of yourself for it. You'll get energy from it. And if you're smart, you'll let that energy cascade. Know that burnout is not real. And that's something that I'm only learning recently. I'll give you a for instance as well. You wake up and you're thinking to yourself, "Man, I just don't feel like," and this was this morning, I'm not gonna lie. I genuinely had to mark a wall to not go back to sleep, because I thought to myself, I didn't sleep well. I had a stomach ache last night. I'm kind of like not feeling good. And my brain is the best salesman that I know. It's just incredible. As soon as I harness this, I'm going to make so much money. But my brain says, "Ah, Brunson, you didn't sleep well. You tossed and turned. You only got 7.5 hours. You know you need eight, right? Because that's some magic number that we create in our heads, right? You know you need eight. And just go back, snooze it for a little bit, skip the cross workout, just do a light something. And I like rolled out of the bed and I was like, oh, I don't want to have to fight this right now. I was like, you know what? Screw it. I pulled out my phone, I hit my wall. It's actually become kind of a ritual for me where I don't want to think about it. I know that if I let my brain start running and start selling me on it, it's going to sell me on it. So I kind of go, all right, quick, I got to find my phone. I hit my little wall tracker and I hit wall. And the second I hit that, it's like this ritual where I say, okay, boom, I turn off that part of my brain. I stand up, I start putting on my shoes. It's like that's my ritual is the second I hit that wall, I take action instantly. Instantly, no hesitation. And I just stumble towards it. I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, if I'm out on the doors and I think I've had a good day, and I go, nope. Boom, I hit the wall and I'm just like, okay, off to the next house. I don't think, I don't rationalize, I turn off the part of my brain and I just start hitting doors. And sometimes it happens between every other door, you know? But anyways, so you wake up early, think to yourself, I cannot get up today. Find your phone, hit your wall, and go, boom, okay, I got my wall, and take instant action. Get up out of bed and tell yourself if you have to, say, I'll take a nap later. I'll be okay. I'm not gonna die. Right? Boom. Get up and then, you know, go do your thing, whatever that is. If you're on a workout and you think to yourself, oh, I already hit one wall. Again, I'm gonna burn out if I try to like break through every wall. No, you won't. Go a little harder and think to yourself, what's an extra 10% that I can give? You know, I'm gonna run instead of at a 12-minute pace, I'm gonna run at like an 11:30. Kick up your pace just a little bit and hit a wall. And you're gonna feel proud of that. And you go, boom, two walls already. It's not even light yet. Then you come back and you think, oh man, no, I've already hit two walls, that's plenty for the day. I think I just need to, you know, go back to sleep, watch a movie, do whatever it is, you know, whatever it is you do. Or you can say to yourself, you know what? No, I'm gonna hit one more wall. And I'm gonna go listen to a podcast instead of watching a movie. And again, it's that little slight change. You take something that you would do and you just slightly morph it for the better, and that's a wall. For me, my goal is to hit three walls a day. And actually that is part of my activity that I track every day with my accountability partner is my three walls a day. And I have a metric to show how many walls I push through. It's fun because now when I get sick, instead of thinking, oh, this day is going to be hell, I think to myself, man, I'm going to get through a lot of walls today. And I think last Monday, I was truly, I had strep throat and I had something else. It could have been COVID, I don't know. It was a nasty little combo. And I was so miserable. And I'm like, I can't bring myself to think about going out on the doors and talking to people all day. And I promised myself no days off. And I called my accountability partner. I'm like, I'm struggling. I want to whine about it. I want to vent about it. And I did. And I said, I'm going out now. And I did. And I hit a wall. And boom, started driving out to my area. And I thought to myself, I'll go as long as I can. Within five or six doors, I said, I don't know if I keep doing this. And I said, okay, just go for another half hour. Boom, I hit another wall. And then another hour went by and I kind of started to like feel better. And then after a couple hours, I said, oh man, I'm feeling sick again. I hit another, like, you know, my body said, was trying to tell me that it wanted me to come home. Hit another wall. I mean, at the end of the day, it's, I think, seven or eight walls. I also had one of my best days ever for a Monday. I got so many appointments. And I think it's because I was in this mode of just do or die. So it's really cool. And I got so much energy from it. I think it actually healed my body. And that's something else that's very misleading as we think, oh, I just need, I mean, and I'm all about, yeah, get sleep, get your vitamins in, eat healthy, but don't underestimate the power that just the energy of action can do for your body, even. If you're feeling sick, sometimes the best thing to do is to get out and start doing good things and get the energy that comes from that. In my experience, that's worked really well for me. So, those are my completely disconnected thoughts. I had zero plan about what I was going to say today. I just wanted to talk something about what I've been experiencing. And I really hope that you find some meaning in this. The app that I use is called Counter. It's like this green, it's got like a green logo. That's what I use, and I have a lot of metrics that I track there, but the most important one is the walls. So, anyways, hope that's of value to you folks, and DM me what your unavoidable activity is. I'm genuinely very curious. Or shoot me a call or just whatever. So, we'll talk to y'all later.